Part 2. Longer Conversations. Questions 9 to 12. Advice about backpacking. Elaine is going backpacking soon, so she is asking her friend Alan for advice about what kind of sleeping bag to take. Listen to the following conversation between Elaine and Alan and answer the questions that follow.
I need your advice on something, Alan. You've backpacked a lot, haven't you?
I sure have. And are you going backpacking, Elaine?
Yeah, I'm excited about it, but a bit apprehensive as well. I mean, we're going for a week, and I'm going to have to carry everything I need on my back. But what I particularly want advice on is what kind of sleeping bag to buy. It'll have to be small and light, obviously, but it will also need to be warm, since we'll be spending time in the mountains.
You're right about that. A warm sleeping bag is so important. Actually, I would never buy anything less than a three-season bag, you know. One that's rated as suitable for spring, summer, and fall. It should be rated as suitable well below freezing, too. There's really nothing worse than being awake in your tent all night because you're too cold to sleep.
Yes, I'm worried about this.
So many people end up with sleeping bags that aren't warm enough because they want a small bag. And good small three-season bags are really expensive. So you buy a small compact bag that's only suitable for the summer, and they suffer. It's far better to get a bigger bag that's affordable and warm enough and just put up with carrying the extra bulk around. And the bulk is the only problem, really, because even bigger bags aren't that heavy. It's also very important to have a camping mat to sleep on. This will not only give you a softer surface to sleep on, but it will also keep you much warmer because it keeps you off the ground. Again, it's more bulk to carry, but it's a huge mistake to think you can do without one.
Okay, this is all really good to know.